We're wrapping up Cattlemen's Congress here today. Had a big, successful Supreme show, and I'm visiting with Jim Williams, V8 Ranch in Bowling. Man, you guys have had a good day.
We've had a really, really good day. We did well in the Brahman show earlier this morning, and just completely in overwhelmed that we have a Brahman win the Supreme Champion Brahman female, and also the Reserve Brahman was Reserve Supreme Champion male. So that's very, very good for a purebred animal to win that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now, back when I was showing, Jim, Brahmas didn't win Supreme. So you guys have brought it around.
Well, we've been blessed and lucky, but we did. A lot of times they don't think, especially in Oklahoma and North, about a Brahman could be Supreme. But I would say this, when you show the Americans, the one thing that's the common denominator in all the breeds, they all have a Brahman in it. So the mother cow was the champion because she's the ones that started all the other new breeds.
So tell us a little bit about her and what you're kind of raising where you're at.
Okay, well, I live in South Texas, about 50 miles south of Houston. We've been in the Brahman business since 1944, and we raise Brahman cattle, and then we have a large herd of commercial cattle, and they would be half-blood Brahman cows crossed with Angus and Hereford mother cows. And it's our only business. No doctors, lawyers, or Allwells in this family. So we live and breathe Brahmins and cattle 365 days a year. But we're really honored to be here in Oklahoma City at the Cattlemen's Congress. We appreciate very much that they started this show, the leadership 3 years ago when the National Western closed down and COVID got them. So we're honored to be here. We're going to keep coming back. I've judged here before at this show. I'm sure glad we had out there once today that competed and did well.
Talk a little bit about why you think the judges picked these. What makes the quality so attractive on the ones that you had today?
Okay, well, on the heifer that won, what's one of the first things on her, she is a pair. She's got a calf at side. Mm-hmm. She's a heifer that is going to be three in January, and she calved at about 29 months old, so she got a nice bull calf at side. You can see that would tell you that she would be a very fertile cow. Mm-hmm. She's already producing. She has a nice udder. And like the judges said, she had a lot of balance. She's a female that's square on her feet and legs, very feminine and refined, has good length of body, excellent temperament. You can see with that calf and cow, she's just as gentle as can be. And a lot of people have the misconception about Brahmins being nervous, you know. So she's a really good example of a good, docile American Brahmin female.
All right, and you've had some success here in the past as well.
Been very blessed, yes, ma'am. We've had Lord's been good to our family, and you know, we just try to raise these cattle and have them good functional cattle that are fit to beef industry, be productive on grass, have good fertility, good udders, good carcass traits, and we've been lucky. You know, you just you try to be consistent. We have a type that we like at V8 Ranch, and we try to breed to that type. And we have for years and years. We haven't varied too much.
Well, I hope you'll keep coming back to see us.
I will be back. Thank you so much. An honor to be here.
Absolutely.
Good to see you again.